Call the meeting to order. We're now having a meeting of the Port of Astoria Board of Commissioners. I'd like to welcome everyone for attending. May we have the roll call, please?
Commissioner Hill,
Here.
Commissioner Pickle,
Present.
Commissioner Stevens,
Here.
Commissioner Campbell,
Here.
and Commissioner Rome.
Here. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, and with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we're going to elect officers. I will not seek, nor will I accept my party's nomination for the office of the presidency. So I would like to open nominations for the presidency.
I'd like to nominate Captain Stevens for president.
Second. Do you accept?
Yes, I will.
Okay, I'll second that.
Yearly.
There any other nominations? Seeing none, all those in favor of Commissioner Stevens, say aye.
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 Thank you, Commissioner. Before we get into the agenda, I want
You have to
to thank
continue the election, the other office positions.
want to thank the commissioners present today for expressing their confidence in me. I'll endeavor to serve you and our community and the constituents with and my best abilities. Thank you. I also want to thank Commissioner Rome for her service as chairman for the past year. Well done, Commissioner. You showed us all how a professional chairman serves at a high level of confidence. Thanks very much. To the agenda, I'd like to suggest that we move the officers for Board of Commissioners to item B under commission so we could complete the slate. Therefore, everyone will know what task and job they're going to have as we go through today's agenda. Can we get a motion to do that?
Moved.
Second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. So item B under commission will be to complete the officers for Board of Commission. Do I have any recommendations?
Last one.
Vice Chair?
Oh, wow.
Secretary?
It, Commissioner Dan Hill.
All right.
Second.
And
who we want for secretary?
I'll nominate Commissioner Pickle.
I'm happy to stay as vice. I think I'm secretary now, right? I'm happy.
Secretary?
Yeah, I'm happy to be that.
Anyone for treasurer?
My name is James Campbell.
Thank you. And Assistant Secretary, Assistant Treasurer.
Mr. Rome,
I would like to nominate you. Accept.
I'll think about
Okay, think about it. Any other changes or additions to the agenda? Item six is public comment. We accept items on the agenda, public comment for items on the agenda when not covered by a public hearing. This is an opportunity to speak to the commission for 3 minutes regarding any item on the agenda. Public comment received by the deadline will be read aloud at the meeting. Do we have any? Very well, we'll move on to the consent calendar. Our consent calendar is where with one vote, give our consent to accept the meeting minutes. This will be the regular meeting on June 2nd and the workshop session on June 16th, the Airport Advisory Committee minutes, and the meeting, which was a meeting on June 8th. Also, the financials for May 2026 and the event calendar for July 26th. Does any commissioner need to separate those items or pull anything out? Then we can hear a motion to accept the consent calendar as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 8 is an advisory item. A letter from the Airport Advisory Committee. Anything to add to that, Mr. Director?
Anything to add? Fairly lengthy. Normally we read these into the record, but I'll open it up to you.
What we have in our package is a letter we received from the Airport Advisory Committee, which talks about an airport manager. I don't know who that is. But they praise the commission and the staff for making improvements to renovate and upgrade the airport. If anyone here wants to take a look at this and you don't have a copy of it, we'll surely give you one. I don't think it's necessary to read the whole thing. It is signed by the chairman of the Airport Advisory Committee, Steve Dillard. Commissioners, anyone have anything to add to that letter? It's an advisory item. We don't have to vote on it.
I think they were complimenting Deputy Director Matt McGrath and his work that he's done when they refer to the airport manager. That's the way I read it.
Thank you. Hearing no further comments, I'll move on to our action items. First action item, item A, is the TKW audit engagement letter. Director Eisen?
Thank you, Commissioner. So it's actually just looking through some of the old files because I was trying to remember how long TKW had been auditing the Port of Astoria, and actually started in the 2016-2017 fiscal year. So this will be audit number 10 with TKW. In my experience, they have been top-notch to work with. We work with Julie Fahey, who's been charged with leading our audit. She's a partner with TKW, and I think it's pretty unique. She's been here at the Port Commission, I think almost every year, presenting the audit results. And I guess I can say this because I'm an accountant myself, but typically we're more detail oriented and not as comfortable with presentations or certain types of interactions. And Julie's the rare bird that she kind of has both sides of the equation. She's very good at her job, very detail oriented, but at the same time is very engaging, is easy to work with, communicates very well. And so I've been really pleased with the work that TKW has done over the years. And so what you have in your packet tonight that we need to vote on is standard procedure. This comes before you every year. This is the engagement letter that outlines what's going to be done during the audit, the roles and responsibilities of the auditor, TKW. And so staff is asking for the commission to improve the engagement for the fiscal year 2026 audit with TKW.
Chairman, I'd like to move to approve the letter of engagement with audit firm Talbot and Kavula and Warmick LLP.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous approval. Item 9B is RFE-0251, Pier 2 Building 75, Roof Replacement. Director Eisen?
Sure. I have a comment on that. They want to put a manhole in the roof there. That's a recipe for a major leak. I would move to approve this and not exercise that option.
Director, look at the, take a present, the short description of
at least 25. That man hatch was one of the options, but it's not one we're going to go with.
Okay.
So, yeah. So
I didn't know they were going to do that. But.
And just a quick comment. Obviously, the roof's in bad shape. It's now damaging electrical components in that building, so it's not good. Mm-hmm. And then one of the things we're looking at with the roof is it's a standing seam, so that means there's no exposed fasteners. It's all mechanically fastened, so we won't have any leaks like we've had with this. So it is basically stripping off the old, putting on new, standing seam, no hatch, no nothing, and then we should be good for another 40 years.
I would recommend invest in a couple of helium balls to put up there to keep the seagulls off. That does a pretty good job. American Can did that over there. They were having the same problem they had here, and it got rid of them when, you know, they're on a long tether and they swing back and forth. Yeah.
With that, we're looking for approval from the commission for Dr. Roof's bid for $92,710 so that we can get this going quickly before it starts raining.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I move to approve the RFE 0251 for Pier 2 Building 75 roof replacement with Dr. Roof in the amount of $92,710.
Second that.
Motion and a second. Any more discussion on the issue?
One question, Matt. I don't even know what it is. It's called a Bilco style roof access patch.
We're not going to do that. It was an option, but we're not going to do that.
Okay.
No hatch. No further discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Have unanimous approval. Our next item is commission committee assignments for 2026, 2027. You'll find them listed on page 48. We don't need a motion for this action item. The chairman need to review with commissioners and confirm assignments. Any commissioner who is not pleased with the assignments he has or wants to trade or move something around, go ahead and speak up. If you're happy with what you have, we can move on.
I did ask the executive director if we can have staff inform commissioners of meetings as they occur so that would make it easier for attendance. Should a commissioner be available for that?
Good idea.
Assignment. He said that sounded like a workable thing. So
I concur. They should be on the
like a weekly update almost, or the agenda.
Yeah, we only put the calendar out once a month. Maybe that would be
like an email.
Okay. Director Eisman, is that feasible?
I think we can make that happen. It has to do with these committee assignments. You know, we just put in the packet what the assignments were last year. And I think last year there was some discussion around, you know, are these, you know, various organizations, are they the appropriate ones that we should be attending or monitoring? And so that may be something either now or in the future that the commission wants to consider too. Either are there things that we have on here that are no longer relevant, or are there organizations that we're not, you know, monitoring or having a representative from the board that we should have? So I think these have been kind of the same ones we've had for several years now.
It went a few out in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think so, yes.
A lot of them can be as needed as at the bottom of the agenda there. They are the assignment that says as needed basis. So, but yeah.
What do you want it to do? Well, just let me know if you're happy with what you got.
I'm happy with mine.
Anybody unhappy? I can leave it as it is and we can move on. Any objections to that? Okay. Committee assignments will remain the same. Our next action item is resolution 2026-06, making business appointments and authorizations, another annual task we have. Be on page 49.
The numbers are a bit off the packet.
Oh, okay. You're right.
Page 50.
For this, we will need a motion to approve Resolution 2026, Tax 6, making business appointments and authorizations. If we need to change that, we have to have it discussed. Anyone wants to make the motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I move to approve Resolution 2026-06, making business appointments and authorizations.
We have a second.
Commissioner Stevens, if I could, I think two main changes, and Melanie, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but for under the financial section, checking and money market accounts or MAPS Credit Union, MAPS bought out Lewis and Clark Bank here in Astoria, so that's why that changed. And then under the legal section, it's our same court counsel, Eileen Akins, but since last year, she has joined Cable Houston LLP. But I think those are the only substantive changes. Is that correct, Melanie?
MAPS Credit Union and Eileen Akins changed her company. Okay. Imagine my surprise when I had to go find a money transfer and walked into MAPS.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing those changes. Have a motion and a second for discussion. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Unanimous approval. Now it's time for public comment for non-agenda items. This is an opportunity to speak to the commission regarding port concerns not on the agenda. Public comment received will be read aloud during the meeting. By the deadline, will be read aloud during the meeting. Are there any public comments? Okay. Yeah, public comment. Thank you. Ready for commission reports. Commissioner Hill.
Yes, I wanted to comment on that letter sent from what's his
Steve Diller?
Steve Diller?
Yeah. That's an amazing letter that you don't see very often. And I just want to give a second shout out to the staff, Matt in particular. It's pretty amazing. Things have been done very difficult, money, funds, grants, etc. Thank you, guys. Everybody involved. It was just really, really a good letter to read. Doesn't happen often enough.
Anything further? That it?
That's it.
Thank you, Commissioner Fickle.
Hello. Enjoyed riding on the boat float with all y'all last week. It's fun to just kind of get out and throw candy at people for the 4th of July. That was a lot of fun. And I've said it before, too, to talk about the letter in the airport. I make my living at the airport, and I've said it before, and I say to other people that the airport is run really well. And even when we went through the high fuel prices, gas prices were... Now, I was in Denver a few weeks ago, and I paid $9 a gallon for fuel. Ugh. And that was the self-service rate, but their self-service machine was broken, so I got it out of the truck. They brought it to me for $9 an hour, and I was happy to get it. Because it would have been $10 an hour. But, the airport is very, very proud to be to be out there.
Yeah.
And we had two big military helicopters out there. There's more and more of that stuff happening. I see the little the jet fuel truck shuttling back and forth, and dollar signs just flying out of it. So that's all I have today.
Thank you. Commissioner Long.
Got a call from Mike Brosius about the commissioner, Mike Brosius from the county, about the Select Area Fishery Program, O through ODF and W, Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, having to do with the net pens. And that is administered by ODF and W, and then Clatsop County has staff. And the Bonneville Power Administration cut $500,000 for that program. So I guess that's probably the tail fin on a Tomahawk missile. But anyway, they cut that program, which is kind of devastating potentially to commercial fisheries and to sports fisheries as well. And so, well, I thought I would call Suzanne Bonamici, and so I did, and she answered the phone. So I talked to her about it and then followed up with a staff member of hers. The Oregon delegation is also working with the Washington delegation, try to find out why the director of Bonneville is newly appointed by the Department of Energy, who's newly appointed by the current administration. So could be that there was an inadvertent, poorly thought out decision that was made. So Oregon and Washington, I believe, are working together to try to get to the bottom of it. And there has been no explanation as to why that funding is cut. Historically, the premise is that since there are hydroelectric projects on the Columbia River, that the fisheries would be made whole through programs like this, which would fund hatcheries and net pens. So to see that funding stopped doesn't seem to be, I'm not even sure if it's legal, but it's a problem. Anyway, that's my report.
Thank you. I read that in the paper. Commissioner Campbell, anything to report?
Yes. I noticed in this last low tide, we've been having some more sinkholes develop in the airport. And I think it all arises because the saturation is being held up by a dam built up outside the big tide gate next to the causeway there. And we've run into that before. I did, anyway, in the Willesky River. And they used to dump logs there, and them logs were kind of a barrier, and the mud just kept, and all of a sudden it had a pool behind it, and it won't let it go down to the depth that the tide gate is so it can drain out. There used to be a channel there, but that channel's gone now, and it's filled in. It runs all the way out to the Young River channel going in. So we've got our airport engineer on. You know when he's going to be back here?
He's not scheduled to be back here anytime soon.
That should be brought before them, because we got a problem there. And it looks like that channel's going to have to be dredged back out to the deeper water so that tide gate will work better. Because if not, we're getting a saturation under those runways and everything, and that's not good. And we're getting sinkholes in the mat out there, the tie down areas and all that. There's another one developing. So anyway, as treasurer, I think I have to advise everyone, we need to watch every dime we spend now. We're kind of our backs to the wall here with this oil spill and whatever else might come because of it. And we need to take care that we don't overspend anything. Watch every dime going around. And what was the trip to Ireland or Iceland all about? You want to make a report on that?
I don't have anything like in front of me as far as total numbers and those types of things, but Iceland was about 100% fish utilization, So it's an innovation center run by Thor Sigfusson and Port of Reykjavik. So we went over there to really get some ideas on how we could incorporate something like that at the port. So
that this facility we're putting in over here?
No.
Bernstein is putting in?
No. That's a DAF system that's completely separate. So, but it looks at, instead of doing something with the dissolved air flotation, it'd be using the waste from seafood and then turning it into a valuable byproduct. So that's really what the whole Innovation Center concept is that instead of using things that are being discarded by the seafood processors for fertilizer and low value products, then we could use them for something much more valuable. And so when I'm talking valuable, I'm talking pharmaceuticals, even soda pop companies, there's a number of different companies that
cosmetics.
Cosmetics is another one. So if you look at what Iceland has done with their 100% fish utilization initiative, what they've done is taken the use of fish and not just used it for the fillets and for the food. They've realized that the true value in fish is all the byproducts. So in rough numbers from Atlantic cod being produced by Iceland, it used to be that the value of one cod was, call it $15 to $20 when it's just being used for the fillets. But when they started pulling pharmaceuticals and using collagen peptides, the proteins, using the cosmetics, pulling all of that value out, now one fish is worth about $3,500. And there's a lot of investment that has to go into that to pull that value out of the upstream and the downstream side on the seafood processors. But that's the whole concept of the Innovation Center, is to get people from different industries together to start talking about how to use the waste products from seafood processing. And this is the same thing that's going on with the industrial symbiosis in Denmark, is that what they've found invariably is that when you're looking for or looking at food production, the value from food production is not in the food itself. It's in the byproducts that come from the food. And so that is really what the whole Innovation Center and the trips to Denmark and Iceland have been about, is like, how do we start getting biotech companies? How do we start attracting businesses here to the port to start getting together with Bornstein, to start getting together with De Jong to truly pull value out of the byproducts that are being wasted or not being utilized in high value products?
That's true today in this country. I just read the articles about the byproducts from most people want the steak and the roasts, and then the rest is gone. But it's high value in the other organs, way more nutrients, minerals.
Yeah, I think that this is where the United States is kind of catching up, trying to play catch up with Europe. They've been very, very different minded about how they approach waste. And so they look to utilize every bit of food product that they can because they have such a limited resource. So the United States is just playing catch up with that. And so this has been part of that whole process in talking with the Danes and talking with the folks from Iceland to seeing how they'll do that.
Going beyond protein and dog food.
Right.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with those things.
Yeah. Yeah.
One other thing. I noticed we had a piling inspection out here for $18,000. What was that all about?
You're talking about inspection on Pier 1?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was something that the commission voted on 4-1 and approved that inspection. We received the report back. It was done in cooperation with Bergerson Construction, Appledore Marine Engineering, and the overall condition of the structure was rated as poor. They used kind of a six category system, the best being good. Poor is actually number four. After that is serious, and then step number six will be critical. And so we're working now with Bergerson trying to formulate a plan for some of those repairs. Poor condition is obviously not a good thing, but I was, according to their definition, it's they say that poor is major to severe deterioration or overstressing observed on widespread portions of the structure, but does not significantly reduce the load-bearing capacity of the structure, repairs may need to be carried out with moderate urgency. So that's something that we're looking at now.
Is this the main pier?
Yep.
Main pier.
Pier one, yep.
Mm-hmm. What do they do, drill the pilings?
I don't know all the methods.
Without drilling them, they're steel casing with concrete and reinforced steel inside them.
Yeah.
They visible inspections on a representative sampling of all the piles, but when there's holes in the pile and they can see through them, there's not a whole lot of ultrasound that's needed. So there's a number of piles that they've done. And so now what Appledore is doing, they're coming up with a proposal on 3D scans on all of the piles so that we can get a very good understanding of what the repair methods are going to be and how much roughly through an engineer's estimate it's going to cost to see that and get this repaired. So we're waiting on Appledore with that. I should have something back from them within 2 weeks.
Anything further?
Yeah. When do we get to see that report?
That we got from Appledore?
Yeah.
You could have it. We could email that out if you want to see it. We have it.
Okay.
Well, I joined Commissioner Fickle and Commissioner Hill and rode in the July 4th parade in Warrenton. Sure, it was a lot of fun. And I wanted to add, I was pleased with the way the community received us. A lot of cheering when we rode by and we waved to people, they waved back, a lot of smiles.
It's not what you're used to, is it?
No.
I should throw candy more often.
Yeah. And I want to commend our security officer, Matt Henson, for his ability to thread the needle constantly on those 90-degree turns, pulling a long boat trailer with children scrambling up to get candy. It's a game of inches. And you also had security staff walking on port and starboard sides of the boat to make sure we didn't run over someone's kid. That was well done. Can I invite your attention, commissioners? Thursday is Cruise Host monthly meeting. The port's cruise host. That's one of my collateral duties. I can't make it this Thursday. It's meetings at 1:30 right here. I know staff plans to send Deanna, but if anybody can make that meeting, it'd be a good thing.
Try to make it. What time is it?
1:30.
1:30.
Be here. Aloha. Thursday. Thank you, Mr. Campbell. That concludes our commission reports. The executive director comments.
Thank you, Commissioner. So I had a Pier 1 inspection report on here, which is obviously not the greatest news, but we've already discussed that. But we do have some good news to share, and to be honest, a little bittersweet because I'm coming late. But we were notified last week that the mitigation on Pier 2 for that project, that the state was no longer going to require mitigation for the project. So it's good news for the project that we're moving it forward. I will say it's a little frustrating based on the last couple of years and everything we've been through with that mitigation site, starting with, you know, the whole process with the city of Warrenton to find a suitable site and the back and forth that was involved with that, the timing involved of how much this is held up moving forward and ultimately getting construction started, the amount of money involved, whether that's through legal counsel, whether that's consulting services. But happy to report that that is not going to be required. And so that should substantially help things as we move forward to get things moving. I mean, from the dollar side also, that if this process would have been a lot quicker and not taking several years, we likely could have started construction last year which would have eliminated the need for the emergency repairs that we had to put into the pier last year to open up some corridors to keep the pier viable as we were waiting on permitting. You know, it likely would have mitigated against the recent oil leak that we had. And then additionally, probably some of the issues we're having with the buildings that I think are in large part caused by the fact that we don't have a strong foundation underneath those buildings. And so good news. I wish it would have come a lot sooner. I do want to thank Nate Stice, who's part of the regional solutions team. He's the representative from the governor's office. And I, you know, there were all, over the last couple of years, a lot of folks that we worked with, but I think it was Nate ultimately through his connections with the governor's office that pushed on the Department of State Lands. And I know the director of DSL got involved with this to ultimately come to this decision. And so however we got there, we got there, and excited about moving forward. Couple other quick things. Matt and Shane and I presented to the Connect Oregon committee last week regarding our ask on Pier 2 for those you know, additional funds that are going to be required to complete the project. So the ask is roughly $10 million. We presented last week, and then I think we have another meeting coming up later this month. I'm so hopeful that we're going to get some funding. I think our project is going to rate very well. The challenge will be is just the amount we're asking for. I think the total pool is 30 some odd million dollars. And so going in with 10 is a big ask. However, I mean, that's going to be what the need is. And so we wanted to make sure that we went in with a right-sized ask rather than asking for something smaller, only to have it fall well short of what's needed and then have to go back to the state and have them say, well, you told us you needed 2 million, we gave it to you, and now you're telling us you need 8 more. So I am hopeful that we're going to be able to get funded for that project because of how important it is. We've put out some marketing now and flyers. I know our social media has had this, but our airport open house and fly-in is scheduled for August 22nd. It's a Saturday, 11 a.m. So I hope to see everyone out there. I know that our last one 2 years ago was very well attended, and I heard over the next couple months afterwards a ton of positive feedback. I think the community really enjoyed being able to go out there, and there was a lot of stuff going on from flights to car shows to demonstrations, music, magic show. And so hopefully we can build upon that and have another successful event with good weather. I think last time we had pretty perfect weather. So that's a big part of it. And then did want to welcome, she's not in the room, but we did welcome a new member to our staff here, our finance team. Some of you may have already saw her. Isabella Troxell joined us. She's been here for, I think this is her second week, and been doing a good job. And so feel free to say hi to her if you're in the office and see her.
Permanent employee.
So right now she's part-time, and we'll just kind of see where that goes.
Okay. One more thing, Representative Sherman, hopefully, you see what you got to deal with Salem there when you get down there. Land use problems. And
oh, yes.
Thank you, Commissioner.
I do think the staff should be commended for their professionalism over the long term. And I think through the process of the mitigation fiasco, they earned the goodwill of people who increasingly gave more attention to a possible situation. So I think that's that goodwill that was created by that professionalism is what led to that positive outcome, even though it's later than.
Did we get to permit?
We don't have a permit in hand yet, but it's going to be moving forward because that's what was holding us up was the mitigation issue, specifically establishing ownership of the site in 1957, which we were struggling to do.
I'll join Commissioner Roan in bouquet throwing here. Many times I walked in to speak to the director and he's on the phone. The phone was growing out of his ear, trying to convince people in Salem how foolish it was to mitigate for a pier that already exists. Just leave it at that. Thank you. Well done. Our next item are future meetings. We'll have a workshop session to July 21st right here in this room at 4 p.m. and a regular meeting August 4th, 4 p.m. Anything further? The meeting is adjourned.